This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some experts argue that a major subtext in the healthcare debate in Washington was cutting the cost of Obamacare to free up money for other tax cuts. Well, today a budget story from the state level. This month, Illinois pulled its credit rating out of junk status by at long last enacting a budget. Dan Weissman of WBEZ in Chicago has some lessons that go beyond Illinois.
This is like the state coming off a two-year bender. Expect a hangover. Lawrence Massal runs the Civic Federation. That's a local nonprofit watchdog on city and state finance. He says the Illinois hangover is real.
The sobering note is really the amount of unpaid bills that the state is waking up with.
In 2 years, Illinois ran up a $10 billion tab.
The state has binged in expenditures. Not having a budget is not the same thing as not spending money.
Courts ordered the state to keep spending on certain things during the budget impasse, but there was no plan to match that spending to the state's income. Hello, $10 billion. A big chunk of that money is owed to nonprofit agencies that provide social services. Andrea Durbin chairs a group of those agencies called PayNow Illinois. She says some agencies have closed programs, like the only shelter for homeless youth in a 7-county area, and others have laid off staff. Agencies serving sexual assault survivors have laid off dozens.
So when we lose those professionals and they go on to other things, it's not like you can just say, oh, guess what, we're back again, and people are saying, oh, sure.
And even saying we're back again? That's premature.
The fact that there is a legal budget, is a wonderful thing, but it's not the same as having the money in your bank account.
The state says it doesn't know how long it'll take to pay everyone back. And those are the new problems. Illinois still has its old ones, like $130 billion in unfunded pension obligations. Thad Calabrese is a public policy professor at NYU who studies government finance. He says there are no easy answers.
And this is what happens when you have these difficult decisions that just kind of get kicked down the road over and over and over again. Eventually, the end of the road arrives.
Meanwhile, time is money. Under state law, Illinois pays interest on those overdue bills. The state comptroller's office, that's the agency that balances the checkbook, estimates that Illinois racks up $2 million in interest every day. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.